It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Las Vegas police announced they've identified almost all the victims from the mass shooting on Sunday night. Also, the investigation has turned up some new information about the shooter who had recently wired $100,000 to his girlfriend, who's currently out of the country in the Philippines. She's supposed to be back this week. Also, more information about the amount of guns and surveillance smuggled into the Mandalay Bay hotel room, including cameras set up outside the room to alert to the arrival of police. And also that the shooter checked in on Thursday, cased a few different concerts, Carrie Kaufman told us last night, and brought over 10 suitcases into the room during his stay. The country continues to mourn the horrific events, and even our politicians have backed off recent regulations, including making silencers legal for now. Democrat Congresswoman Robin Kelly's been making the rounds to talk about the need for more gun laws and pushing back on the White House's claim that Chicago has all this violence with some of the strictest gun laws in the country. It turns out maybe that was true at one point, maybe in the 90s, but the city has since relented on concealed carry and certain gun bans. So it turns out that the Chicago gun laws are actually less than New York City at this point. But heck, Chicago's a wonderful punching bag, right, for a moral liberalism. So keep on punching. Governor Rauner and Mayor Emanuel held separate press conferences today to talk about Las Vegas. Rauner, while getting a flu shot, said he's looking forward to having an ongoing conversation about gun control. Emanuel, on the other hand, did not get a flu shot. So here we go. No, I mean, he was talking about the upcoming marathon and Cubs playoff run and making sure the city was prepared for emergency situations. He took the opportunity to rail on gun laws and the president. But what else is new on that front? Does Emanuel hold a presser anymore where he doesn't go after Trump? We get it. It's saving your job, but come on. Back to the victims. ABC 7's Ryan Cheverini lost two loved ones in the shooting and was on row last hour. You can find that story on WGNradio.com. Very emotional. He said, you can't prevent crazy, but you can prevent how much crazy that person does. It's a great interview. You should check it out. In other news, the president went to Puerto Rico today to brag. I'm not sure what he went there for. He had one of these days where his comments confused everybody, from talking about how much Puerto Rico cleanup affected the budget to making sure we all knew this wasn't as bad as Katrina, somehow inferring that it was because of him, and then putting himself in a weird photo op situation where he was throwing rolls of paper towels to the crowd. Does he not understand that the internet exists and there are graphic designers on said internet? The optics of you throwing rolls of Bounty to flood victims doesn't even need a caption. You're making it so easy for the meme makers of the world, Mr. President. Trump is expected to be in Las Vegas tomorrow. In international news, the UN voted on a resolution today to discourage countries to use the death penalty as punishment for people engaging in same-sex relations. Yep, that's apparently still a thing. Genghis Khan-type barbaric behavior and rules. Most countries voted for it, but 13 didn't, including terrible countries like Saudi Arabia, Iraq, the United States. What? The United States, what? The U.S. voted against this resolution and then didn't explain why? So we think it's okay to let countries use the death penalty on gay people? What? Am I the only one who's having a double take on that? I mean, at least come out and explain, well, there was some language in there, this, that, and the other, but nothing. I mean, I knew for Trump was for rolling back regulations, but this is ridiculous. I don't care where you stand on the, I don't even know if you can be gay or not. But the idea that you would be behind or against the country that, or against the resolution that would stop countries from using the death penalty because someone is gay, that's crazy. I don't know, man. In weather, unreasonable, 84 today, but so hot. Not really, come on. It's so fun to watch my, when you watch the weather channel or you watch anything where it'll show the graphic of how hot it is. Like it turns to like an amber orange. So hot today. It's like 84 degrees. It wasn't so bad. Walked outside not too long ago and it's like, oh, it's okay. We go back to the norm tomorrow, 70s. So we can get that all too elusive week of regular temperatures before the October winds come a howling. We're getting close to that time where that sideways rain comes about. In sports, the Bears are back on the practice field, and that means we got to talk with Trubisky. He's got the cliches down, mumbles a bit. He's disinterested, and you could feel the disdain for the press. So, yeah, I think he's prepared to start in the NFL. He goes against a tough defense in the Minnesota Vikings, but then again, it's the Minnesota Vikings. We always seem to find a way to beat them at Soldier Field. Then we'll go up to their building later in the year, and we'll get killed. It's just the nature of this rivalry. But I do give the Bears some credit for unleashing Trubisky on Monday Night Football. Good ratings opportunity. He plays well and he wins. Wheaties! He plays poorly and gets his butt kicked. The rest of the country would just be like, eh, it's the Bears. This is the last national game for the Bears. So there you go. The Cubs are getting ready to defend their World Series championship starting Friday in Washington, D.C. They were at Wrigley today taking good cuts in the cage. Still no word on who's going to start, but everyone says it's going to be Kyle Hendricks. The Nats are throwing Scherzer. As a fantasy baseball champion, two-time, you can get past Scherzer. Beatable. You heard it here, guys. Beatable. He's also coming off a hammy injury, so beatable. Tonight, the AL wildcard game's on. Twins-Yankees. Twins? Seriously? Man, I sound so anti-Minnesota tonight. But really, the Twins are a wildcard team? I won't take them serious till they beat the Yankees tonight and then sweep the Indians. Until then, Twinkies. Although right now they're up 3-0 with runners in scoring position. Imagine how much money a Yankees fan paid to come watch the one game wild card to have the starting pitcher already yanked in the first inning and they're down 3-0. The Bulls start their preseason tonight, and yes, they will stand united and lock arms during the national anthem. This after the commissioner said there will be no kneeling. Hopefully we've realized with the events in Las Vegas that getting riled up over nonviolent protests, it's not worth it. Let's not get riled. Let's get riled up about other stuff, huh? Let's unite and figure out how to stop what happened in Las Vegas. Can we kneel for that? I'd be down with that. Also, who's even playing for the Bulls? I mean, their prize guy they got for Jimmy's out till November at the earliest. And now top draft pick Lauri Markkanen is out with a back issue. A rookie back issue. What? This season's going to be, what's the opposite of the word fun? Long. This season's going to be long. The Blackhawks, on the other hand, they open up on Thursday against the Penguins. And finally tonight, it turns out that the Yahoo hack from back in 2013, it didn't just affect a billion accounts, as previously stated, but no, it affected every single account. 3 billion. Took them 4 years to figure that out. Thanks, Yahoo. So if you get an email from me today asking for your social from Jay Coffs Loves Limp Bizkit 2001 at yahoo.com, it's not me. It used to be, but not anymore. All right, that's the carryout for October 3rd, 2017. Hey, we've added to the condiment tray. We've got ketchup, mustard, now pumpkin spice. Goes great with hot dogs. Coming up, the download on Chicago business. Terry Crittenden's here. She is the CEO of a great interior design company. We'll talk with her about what it takes to stay ahead of the style curve. That's coming up here on the download in 720 WGN. Stay with us.